Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to the rebellious city! The violent city is defiled. She has not listened to the voice of God, nor accepted correction from Yahweh. She does not trust in Yahweh, and will not approach her God. Her princes are roaring lions in her midst. Her judges are evening wolves, who leave nothing to be gnawed upon in the morning. Her prophets are insolent and treasonous men. Her priests have profaned what is holy and have done violence to the law. Yahweh is righteous in her midst. He can do no wrong. Morning by morning, he will dispense his justice. It will not be hidden in the light, yet the unjust knows no shame. I have destroyed nations. Their fortresses are ruined. I have made their streets ruins, so that no one passes over them. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man inhabiting them. I said, "Surely you will fear me. Accept correction, and do not be cut off from your homes by all that I have planned to do to you." But they were eager to begin each morning by corrupting all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, this is Yahweh's declaration, until the day that I rise up to seize the prey. For my decision is to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, to pour out on them my anger, all of my burning wrath. For in the fire of my jealousy, all the earth will be consumed. But then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the river of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring offerings due me. In that day, you will not be put to shame for all your deeds by which you rebelled against me, since at that time I will remove from among you those who boasted in your pride, and because you will no longer act arrogantly on my holy mountain. But I will leave among you a lowly and poor people, and they will find refuge in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel will no longer commit injustice or speak lies, and no deceitful tongue will be found in their mouth. So they will graze and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter of Zion. Shout, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your punishment. He has turned away your enemies. Yahweh is the King of Israel among you. You will never again fear evil. In that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands become weak. Yahweh your God is among you, a mighty one to save you. He will celebrate over you with joy. He will be silent over you in his love. He will be glad over you with a shout for joy. I will gather those who grieve, those who cannot attend the appointed feasts, so you will no longer bear any shame for it. Behold, I am about to deal with all your oppressors. At that time, I will rescue the lame and gather up the outcast. I will make them as praise, and I will change their shame into renown in all the earth. At that time, I will lead you. At that time, I will gather you together. I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I reverse your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh."